ओम शांति। अ सब्जेक्ट दैट्स वेरी क्लोज टू एवरी ब्राह्मण्स हार्ट इज अ सब्जेक्ट ऑफ अ डीप कनेक्शन विथ गॉड। But somehow, the thing we wish for, that which we want to experience consistently, is the very thing that feels so elusive. And it is elusive. He is elusive. Just as the soul is very elusive. And so I think we have to recognize that the soul is elusive, just as much the Supreme Soul is elusive. And of course, to get hold of that which is elusive is not that straightforward. And so what we really have to do, I think, is to become like him. It's an expression that we hear a lot, to become like the Father. I don't really know what you understand by that. And I don't know if you've asked yourself that question. What does it really mean to become like the Father? Do you think about becoming like Brahma Baba? Do you only think about living your life the way in which Brahma Baba lived? I know that for me, it was like that in the beginning. Not that it is not like that anymore, but my focus is not that. My focus is more an internal one, in which I create a resonance between myself and Baba, between myself and God. And for that, I need to understand both. Who I am and who God is. And it is very easy to be confused about who I am, even though you know, we all know, that we're souls. And the reason why it's easy to be confused and not even know that we're confused is because the soul and the acquired self are so intertwined with each other that we easily slip back from one state to another. And when we slip back into this state from being the soul into the acquired self, this fully fledged human being, then it's not so easy to differentiate. But actually it takes a lot of peace, a lot of silence, and a lot of love for truth and purity to begin to become in resonance with God. And I like this word resonance, because I am like God is. Actually, I am that already, but I don't remember it. Today I was sitting with a group of Latin guests this morning, and somebody asked the question, how do you get this understanding of how you want to be in a relationship with God, but how is it that I'm not able to? And it's actually a journey. But the journey, I think, 90% is the journey of getting to know your own self. And I don't mean know yourself as a personality, as who you are as an individual. That is part of it. But to get to know yourself as this incredible, pure, peaceful, sweet, soft, loving, gentle, spiritual energy. And part of getting to know yourself also is all that that gets in the way of us experiencing ourselves as that. And when I experience myself as that, then the door is open. The door is open for me to experience God at any time, any place, anywhere, just a thought away. And there are so many practices or exercises that we could do, actually, which are not necessarily so meditative, but contemplative. Part of the understanding, part of the exercise is for me to know, we all wish this deep connection, but why do we not experience it? Or why does it come so randomly? It sometimes comes when you don't even expect it. And sometimes it comes so naturally. And sometimes you focus so hard and it comes. And so for me, what is important is to consistently keep my own mind in such a way. Consistently keep working away inside myself to keep my mind and my heart to be such that it's as if it's a vessel. It's a field that is attractive for God to come and live there. For God to come and take place. Take His place inside my mind and inside my heart. And all that which doesn't allow my mind and my heart to be clean, or doesn't allow my space to be such, guess what? It has to go. It really has to go. And part of the exploration also is that when I understand what it is, or I endeavor to understand all that is getting in the way. And sometimes it's not the thing, it's the things that we don't think are getting in the way. And one of the things I think that can get in the way is what we know about the theory of the soul, or even the theory of God. If I was to ask you right now, who is God for you? I want you to think about it as I pose this question. Who is God, or what is God to you personally? How would you describe it to someone? And not, He's a point of light, He's the ocean of love, He's the ocean of peace. All of that is true. I'm not denying that. But it's still the theory. So how can you migrate your understanding from the theory of that to the practice? Or, not practice, the experience of that. So I want to give you a couple of minutes to think about it. And if you've got a piece of paper and pen, write it down. Describe who God is to yourself. What Baba means to you. You might recall an experience that you've had, which kind of opened the window for you to understand. And then I'll tell you who I think Baba is. Besides this theory that I know of a point of light, he resides in Paramdham. He is the ocean of peace. He is the ocean of love. What is my experience? And I see many, many old faces here, my old friends, my old brothers and sisters who I've been on the journey with for 30, 35 years. And so, just take a minute to think about it. And take a minute to write. If you can't really think of it, think about if you have to tell someone else without telling them that he's a point of light. What would you say? How would you describe? And in a sense, you're just describing your experience. Okay. In bhakti, they remember God as someone that's as bright as a thousand suns. And Baba says, I am not that. In bhakti, they remember God as one who fulfills all desires. And Baba says, he is that, but then he says, he's not that. In bhakti, they say that he knows the secrets of your hearts. And Baba says, he's not that. But we know from our experience that he's that. They say in bhakti that he knows the secrets of the universe. And Baba says, I'm not that. But we know that he's that. Because he tells us. We experience him as that. And so if God is not, so what we've done, I think one of the things that prevents us from experiencing God is because we have mystified God. We've made God this incredibly mysterious being. And somehow that mystery about what God is keeps us thirsty to experience. And yet we never find our thirst being quenched just by knowing. If I have reverence for God, again, God is very far away, this incredibly awesome being that I can't possibly get close to. And the reality is that in Gyan, we subtly carry disbelief. And so it's important to look at one's own beliefs. To what extent is my own past belief holding me back? And yet Baba says, he's a point of light, just like the soul is a point of light. But that is an incredibly subtle spiritual energy, just like the soul is this incredibly subtle spiritual energy. So there isn't, if God comes into this room, there isn't going to be thunder and lightning. there isn't going to be wham, bam, crash energy. But what will happen? This energy will change and it will become a soft, pure, subtle vibration that holds us all together. How ready am I at all times to catch the subtlety of God's energy? God will pass by here. Are you subtle enough to catch it? Or catch His presence? Or are you looking for something else? And that's why the easiest effort, the easiest attention is to be free, is to endeavor. I won't say be. I don't want to make ultimate absolute statements, because when we hear, again, when we hear these absolute statements and absolute experiences, we think that's it. We can go there. It's true. We can go there. But we have to take steps towards getting there. And when we don't experience that absolute state, we become disappointed and we think it's hard or it's difficult. But one step at a time, baby steps at a time. And the first baby step of experiencing Baba is to allow yourself to become so soft. Soften. And as you soften yourself, and when I say soften, I mean soften your entire being. Soften your body. Soften your mind. Soften your heart. And in this sense of softness, it's not just a question of notion in your head. But as you think about becoming soft, think about your body becoming soft, your vibration becoming soft. In this feeling of softness, there is no separation between the soul and the body. You're not kind of saying, okay, I'm going to be so conscious now, I'm going to have to be let go of the consciousness of the body. There is no need for that. If I'm still struggling like that, then I'm still at primary stages. But as I soften, then actually my energy becomes one. Be present. Be here. Be here now. On the one hand, we talk about going above and beyond. But I know that for me, sometimes it's not a question of saying, right, I'm going beyond the stars and the moon and this and that and the other. But just as I become this energy and this vibration that I am, concentrated in a tiny point of light, but I don't have to focus. You know, I have never experienced the soul or the supreme soul as a point of light. I used to think there was something wrong with me, but I don't anymore. Because I don't think that the point of light is to be experienced in that way. But what is to be experienced is the vastness of that point of light. This unconditional love, profound peace, is what we have to experience. And that's what I have to focus on, not the point of light. Because that's where I'm saying that the theory gets in the way of experiencing God. If I think that I have to experience a point of light, that's not possible. Baba also says he can't give you a vision of a point of light, because if he did, you wouldn't get it. So he has to give you an experience of extremely subtle energy. So let's stop here and try this. Am I making sense to you? Am I making sense? Yes, this means yes, this means no. Yes? Can we go there? So that's, it doesn't matter if the lights don't change. We don't need the lights to change. We don't need a picture. We don't need anything. All we need is the self and a seat to sit on, and we can do this. So I want you to be participating in this. Don't be passive in trying to have an experience, in the sense that I'm not going to make it happen for you. Only you can make it happen for yourself. I can create a possibility, but you've got to do it for yourself. That means sit alert, back straight, because it's very easy. This is not the best time for meditation. I'm very aware of that. But we have to try, right? So just resting your eyes in one place. I'm going to speak as if I would speak to myself. So it's not really a meditation commentary, because what I also want you to do is I'll ask you to think about certain things for your own self. So you create an experience for yourself, not because I am making anything happen, not because of necessarily just the words I speak. So rest your eyes in one place, wherever it feels comfortable. What is beautiful about our own practice is that we can be natural and make it easy for ourselves. Right now, let's give up the thought that anything is, or especially yoga, is a struggle. I have to do nothing. Just sit. Sit quietly. Sit restfully and comfortably. And I feel a difference already in my physical body of this sense of rest. But I want to keep my intellect alert and awake and engaged. What do I feel as I rest physically inside this body? Answer the question, what do I feel? I feel peace, but I feel the energy and this quiet enthusiasm. The enthusiasm to bring God into my mind and in my heart. Now. This doesn't mean that I'm saying that God is omnipresent. But I know that God's love, God's light, and Baba's energy is so, so subtle and pure. What does this purity feel like? Recall a time when you experienced that purity and bring that to the forefront of your mind now. Can you embody that pure energy, the experience that pure energy? Embody means feel it here and now. Allow nothing to be a distraction. It's okay. Everything has its place. Sense that pure energy infiltrate your entire being. And as it does that, you become light. You sense the light that you are. And even though your eyes only see that which is in front of you, your sense of the entire universe, your sense of all that exists, so vast, so big, and yet so accessible. It's as if your own energy expands to encompass the whole of the universe, and you find yourself even more expansive. You become alert, you become awake. And this energy flows through your whole being. Soft, subtle, yet vast. God, and He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He has been waiting for you to rise to this place, free from all that has been holding you back. And God, even more subtle, in front of you as this embodiment of unconditional love, drawing you to Himself. This profound clean, pure light. And all you want to do is merge yourself in this pure love that holds you within in its sacred arms. Completely and utterly trust these loving arms to hold you. And it's the soul that is being held separate
heart overflows with joy of belonging. To this unconditional, eternal parent. But the joy is not just the joy of excitement, but the joy of deep settlement. With you, by you, in you, you, my eternal friend, my eternal. You've always been there for me. My eyes have been closed to see you at times. But you are there, waiting for me. Waiting in anticipation. And I've played many games. I've made running in the opposite direction at times. But you still waited and waited and waited. And here I am in front of you. Experience your presence as my beloved. I'm willing to give myself to you because I know that I will always be safe with you. Worry about nothing. I totally and completely give myself to you. And I'm at one with you. I want never to be a separation again. Let me stay with you now and forever. I have waited for this moment. And here it is. energy becomes my energy. And all that I was before is cleansed, erased, and I feel as if I can write whatever I choose on this slate that is clean. Be my guide. Teach me. Show me. I'm willing to be open. I want to erase all memory of the past that catches hold of me, my mind, my body, and my thinking. So I emerge as this pure, joyful energy, just like you. And all that gets in the way of that will no longer be there. And I sense my feelings and emotions becoming so high, so elevated, that they wipe all other memories clean. Breathe in this body. I breathe with that vibration and energy of purity and truth. Each breath is precious because each breath melts away all that might be recorded within my own body. The pain, the habits. And I can re-emerge what I truly wish.
ultimately. There is nothing except you.
Everything else fades into the distance. And all that is left is this pure union of love and unconditionality that exists between the soul and you, and in fact, all that is left is unconditionality between all souls. Then we are truly one. How do we continue to bring those kinds of experiences alive into our lives, into our day-to-day lives? Those experiences are just, in the end, references. And we have to make conscious and deliberate effort to remind ourselves those experiences. Keep going to those experiences and keep recreating those experiences. And of course, there's a whole other area of our connection with God, and that is that my life must reflect what God is, or that my life must reflect that I have a deep relationship with God. So it's one thing to have experiences in meditation, but those meditation experiences must be carried into our lives, into the quality of our interactions, into our behaviors, into the way in which we make choices and decisions. Because if we don't do that, then experiences just become elusive. They become false, superficial, and temporary. And in actual fact, for us, Baba has very clearly explained and taught that on the one hand, God is an unconditional being. But now, at the confluence age, God becomes quite conditional. Not because he sits there making decisions about who you are and what you are and choices. But at the confluence age, because God's role is here on the physical plane, what actually happens is that even on the physical plane, there is this drawing to one another. As I live my life on the principles of truth and love
and compassion and kindness, then those principles will draw God to me. If I find myself, and we all do from time to time, but it's really about having a focus and an attitude and a mindset that I want to be able to live my life according to the principles and values that Baba teaches. Then as I have that aim, I'm able to draw God's energy to myself. So in that sense, God is conditional. If I, you know, I might do all the right things. I go to class, I listen to the Murali every day, but then I have problems with this one and that one, and this is not working and that's not working in my life, and I'm living a life of anxiety and stress and tension and struggle, then my life is not going to reflect that. It's not even possible. I remember very clearly, it was 1985, I think, and I had been involved in this huge project in London, which was a real test for me. I was young, I was inexperienced, and I was doing this thing that was just so, was not so easy for me. I was saying yes, and so I was doing it. But I remember coming to Madhuban and meeting Avyak Bab Dada. The only thing I could do, and this was my personal meeting, we used to have personal meetings with Baba, and I remember in my personal meeting with Baba, all I could do was just cry and cry and cry. My eyes were streaming, and there was poor Baba. I'm saying poor Baba, because he's trying to get through and he's saying these amazing things meant nothing to me. Nothing. But my point is that, you know, even though it was Baba, even though he was being so incredibly loving and kind and generous and trying to get me to kind of say, it's okay, and you know, you're courageous, you're amazing, you're wonderful, but was I hearing anything? Was anything going in? Uh-uh, nada. And so what I'm trying to say is that even to come in front of God, but even to be able to bring God's energy into our lives, you can see how, you know, you have to be able to keep your own self in this place of peace, of love and truth. If nothing else, begin with peace. Begin with just kindness. If not for other people, you have to begin with kindness for your own self. Giving yourself permission to think, to be kind to yourself in areas in which you may not have. We are so conditioned to have to, must, should. And all of these things actually keep us tense. And the more tense we remain, the more we are solid, gross, physical. In that place of tenseness, you can't experience full consciousness, let alone God consciousness. Even full consciousness is not possible. And so I have to learn to, in all situations and all circumstances that are not working, that are not how I want them to be, can I still maintain my inner state of calmness and peace and love? Firstly, for my own self. And I have to do all of these things first for my own self, so that I prepare the ground. So then, when I am in that place, then it's much easier for me to bring Baba into my life, into the forefront of my mind, and work with him. And then, you know, this separation, oh, you might say, oh, you know, I have this weakness and that weakness and all of that. Of course it's there. Know it. See it. Acknowledge its presence. Acknowledge that it's there. Acknowledge that it takes over sometimes. But yet at the same time, to be able to see that as separate from you. And bring Baba into it, into yourself, and say, okay, Baba, here we are. I have this thing. And I really want to get rid of it. I need your help, and I want to take your help. Don't leave it to him because he can't do anything for you. Get that? There is no way that God can do anything for you completely out of the blue. I have to use God's love, God's peace, and God's truth in my life in order to be able to bring about transformation and power. So these two things have to work together. Living my life on the basis of values and principles and truth to keep myself in that place where I am able to receive Baba's love and Baba's presence. And at the same time also experiencing that in meditation. And keeping the enthusiasm alive. And if ever or whenever something does happen, something that does kind of make you. I was here in Madhuban in November, and it so happened that I was here. It was a time when hardly anybody, no double foreigners were around. I was completely alone. I hadn't really planned anything, but somehow I just decided to just take time. I love spending time on my own. I never used to, but I do now. I love spending time on my own. I love doing personal exploration. So I just decided to take time for that. Every single day, I would wake up as if I was so bright and alert in the morning around 3 o'clock. And because I was alone, I would go for a walk alone by Naki Lake. I would be in Baba's room so often. It was just an incredible time. Then I came here. Now. And I loved it. And of course, I thought that I would pick up now where I left off. And guess what? It was not going to be like that. Because it's completely different. But in my head, I wanted to pick it up from there. And somehow, I just couldn't. I just couldn't do it in the way that it was. So part of me kind of, I didn't get frustrated, but I was feeling a little disappointed. But something happened, nothing, except for me, I just sat with myself, with my notebook, and I just talked to myself. And as I did that little bit of exploration, just 10, 15 minutes, something cleared, something shifted. And I found myself in that alert and awake energy again. And then in that alert and awake energy, I could connect with Baba. I could be in the way that I wanted to be. I wanted to experience Baba's presence in my life. And I find more and more that the more I become more quiet, the more I become aware of doing whatever needs to be done, but so in an unobtrusive, in a quiet way, that expects nothing, receives nothing in return, the more I find my own vibration and energy consistently in connection with Baba. And so I think that when we are so engaged in doing, to the point that we're absorbed in what we're doing, even though we desire to experience Baba, it's not possible. If I have to sort out, Baba says, the world is not your responsibility. In fact, nothing is your responsibility. The only responsibility you have is your own transformation. The rest is you creating your fortune. So leave it to me. But we are so trained in ourselves to make things happen, to create outcomes, to create results, that we get so caught up in what we do and absorbed and lost. Whereas the greatest thing, the greatest task of charity is for me to preserve my own self. For me to be so clean that I can experience God's presence, that connectedness at all times, anytime, is just a thought away. Do I really realize that he is just the thought away? And as I become aware of this, then do everything that has to be done. Enjoy doing what you have to do, but don't become lost in it if you want to maintain your connection. And define for yourself. You have to define for yourself. So let's just continue the meditation after this for a few minutes. And come back to that presence again. Come into the presence of yourself. Become aware of yourself and trust your being. Trust your vibration. Trust your own energy. And feel your presence, subtle but solid.
from this place of complete trust in yourself. Invoke your higher self, your unconditional intention to always be present for God, to be available for God, because you know that you will never be deceived, because you know that you will always be able to give the best of yourself and life and God, and the universe will give you multifold best in return. Actually, it's not about giving even. It's about sharing and receiving. It's about being so open, so generous, so ready, that the more you share of yourself, the more you become like God, who is And so our connectedness with our eternal friend, our eternal parent, is also based on this kind of sharing, being, magnanimous, and all giving. We are at one with each other. Om Shanti.
So if you've had some sense, keep it with you as the day goes by. Keep talking to Baba. Keep bringing him in front of you, with you and around you. Enjoy.